The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KLAY or those who advertise their products or services on this station.
Welcome to Know Your Rights, the show dedicated to helping you, the listener, know your legal rights, remedies, and resources. Our goal? To empower you and to put you in charge of your case. I'm your host, Attorney Patrick Pallas, and I'm standing in for Noah Davis today and broadcasting live from the studios of KLAY 1180 in Tacoma, Lakewood, Washington. Be sure to check out our website at www.knowyourrights, that's NOAHYOURRIGHTS.com, knowyourrights.com, as we post the audio for each show, as well as follow-up information on each program. You can visit KLAY1180.com for more information about this show and additional programming on your conversation station. So, welcome. Today, as Noah has done since his first show, the focus is on helping you obtain accessible and affordable legal services. So, let's start here with this question. Do you need a legal representative? And would you hire one if they were actually more affordable? I imagine most of you would say that there are times that maybe you do need a legal representative and that you would hire one if they were more affordable. Well, imagine, if you will, if we could simply redesign the entire legal system, right? Where would you start? I think most would say, let's make this system more accessible. Let's make this system more affordable. Well, I think that's consistent with what a lot of studies tell us, that I think we know that lawyers are simply too expensive for most people. You hire one and you have no choice because there's a lot of risk. I mean, there are times you need a lawyer. If you've been charged with a crime and you could do jail if you're convicted, you need a lawyer. If you're in the middle of some heated divorce, and let's say your ex has hired an attorney and you fear they're going to take everything from you, you know, you need a lawyer. But short of these situations, for many, the cost of getting an attorney is simply out of reach. Well, fortunately, there are lawyers out there who truly believe that there's a better way to dispense legal services. In fact, as you're going to hear today, even though it has taken well over a decade to bring to life, there is something really new and affordable and ready to help everyday people like you, working people, people like you who live in neighborhoods like yours. It's a new legal professional called a limited license legal technician, or triple LTs. I know it's a mouthful. Triple LTs, limited license legal technicians. But they are trained like a lawyer. They are licensed like a lawyer. They're able to do many of the things a lawyer's can do. But, and it's a big but, they're far more affordable. So today, we're going to talk about this new legal professional, how they were created, how perhaps you could become one, and how they may be your solution to getting affordable legal help for a quarter of the price. So, to help us tell this story of the creation of the triple LTs, the limited license legal technicians, we're lucky enough to have the man himself who pioneered this concept, who built a coalition around it, and was one of the most important moving forces to bring the triple LT program to life. So a little bit about my guest today, former bar president, Steve Crossland. Steve, let me just brag about you just for a minute here. And I know it's hard to hear these things, but let me just say it. So Steve's been practicing law for over 40 years in the fine and fair town of Cashmere, Washington, and Eastern Washington. He is a graduate of Stanford University. He was the president, as I mentioned, of the Washington State Bar Association in 2011 and served on the board for years before that. In 2002, he received the Award of Merit, which, for those of you who may not know what that means, it's the highest award conferred upon lawyers across the state from the Washington State Bar. His practice focuses on real estate and estate planning and business law and mediation, and he spent 25 years volunteering for the bar, 25 years dedicated to provide better service to those who need legal services, to be a leader in the bar. And he's worked on dozens of committees and task force. He worked on dealing with the unauthorized practice of law, access to justice, right? The Supreme Court appointed him as the chair to the Limited Licensed Legal Technician Board back in 2012. And this process has bloomed since then. So Steve, welcome to the show, my friend. I'm very glad to have you join us.
Thank you, Patrick. That was very kind of you. Happy to be here. Happy to share the thoughts with your audience.
So I do have this burning question before we really, you know, dig into this triple LT stuff. I mentioned that you're from this town of Kashmir, and I'm a little curious about your journey from Kashmir, Washington, to president of the Washington State Bar. And frankly, I didn't mention as much as I should have, but you know, you have been a national speaker across the country talking about triple LTs. You have been kind of a triple LT evangelist and keynote speaker, and you've been on podcasts. I mean, you really have traversed the country preaching the triple LT gospel. Tell me a little bit about that journey from Kashmir to where you are today.
Well, Patrick, it's just one of those things that started, as you mentioned earlier in the introduction, about access to justice and the issues relating to the unauthorized practice of law. I think what struck me many, many years ago, decades ago, that our profession is not doing the greatest job in terms of providing qualified and regulated legal services to those who need them at a price that they can afford. And I was concerned many years ago that, you know, people were engaged in the practice of unauthorized practice of law and doing harm to the public, and the public wasn't aware that they were not getting qualified and regulated legal services. So really the concept shifted towards providing a system whereby the consumer would be given the good housekeeping seal of approval to know that the services that they were purchasing were at a price they could afford and were qualified and regulated. And as you mentioned, triple LTs or legal technicians have license just like you and I from the state Supreme Court. So they do have the good housekeeping seal of approval.
So I want to just take the little track here. If we can just start from the beginning. I mean, this journey that you began that ended with the creation of the triple LT started back in 1998, right? I mean, I remember this as a member of the bar and sitting around the outer table when all the leadership at the time was making the important decisions. And there was this committee to define the practice of law. And there you were front and center. Tell me about that, the origins of that committee and where it progressed and why.
Well, it actually started in 1995 when I was a first-year governor, as you were as well, Patrick, not then, but a few years later. And the president of the bar said to each of us first-year governors, what are you going to accomplish in your years on 3 years on the Board of Governors? And my answer was, I want to do something about the issue relating to the unauthorized practice law or consumer protection and access to justice, or quit talking about it. In our third year, one of my fellow governors said, what are we going to do? And I said, you know, the only way we can begin this journey is to define the practice law, because you can't tell somebody not to do something until you tell them what it is they can't do. So we created one of the first definitions of the practice of law in the country in 1998. And then the Supreme Court came back and said, that's wonderful, but how is that going to help access to justice? And so we created another court rule. And from that sprung the directive from the Supreme Court in that rule that said, provide us with a proposed rule in which non-lawyers could engage in the limited practice of law to deal with the issues relating to access to justice.
So I mentioned earlier that that this is an issue that was new and different, right? Steve, hold on for just a minute. We're going to come back and talk about why this idea is kind of revolutionary, all right? Hold on. You're listening to Know Your Rights on KLAY 1180 AM.
Deal Talk. To make sure my new Spicy Chicken Club combo is a great value, I asked a sales expert.
It's amazing, Jack! You get a spicy, crispy chicken breast, hickory smoked bacon, and melted cheese on toasted sourdough, plus fries and a drink. All in one delicious deal!
You said it, Stanley.
Ow. Wait, what's happening?
Stanley? Stanley, you're deflating!
I'm so cold.
We need a doctor!
Jack, tell my wife I love her.
No! Try my new Spicy Chicken Club combo. Another great deal from Jack in the Box.
Hi, I'm Noah from Know Your Rights, the show that helps educate you on your legal rights and resources available to you. You know, I want to be your lawyer, but more than that, I want to help empower you. I want to help provide you the tools that you need to be successful in your case, whether you hire me or you hire someone else. I want you to check out our website, www.knowyourrights.com. See what resources are there. See how we can help you. And if there's something that's missing, email me at noah@knowyourrights.com, and we'll see what we can do to add the material that you need to be successful in your case.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Know Your Rights, the show dedicated to helping you, the listener, know your legal rights, remedies, and resources. I'm Patrick Pallas, filling in for Noah Davis, and today we're talking about limited license legal technicians. And joining us is former Washington State Bar Association President Steve Crossland, and I might add Steve Crossland, the Triple LT evangelist. Steve, I'm glad you're joining us today. We left off talking about, and I asked the question, why is this a big deal? I mean, you talked about the Supreme Court as starting back in 1995, and we worked our way all up to 2012. Why is this concept of creating a new legal professional a big deal?
Well, Patrick, I think is the first license of its kind, or the first program of its kind that allows consumers to purchase qualified and regulated legal services at a price they can afford. And I think that's really important that they're qualified and regulated. So I mentioned earlier about the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It's different than anything. There's no license like this in the state. There are other states that are embarking on this plan, but it was the first of its kind in the country.
Now, the Supreme Court ultimately was the body that had to enact this new set of regulations that created the Triple LTs. But I remember this well, that there was some friction between the lawyers in the bar and the Supreme Court and the idea these Triple LTs might not be a good idea. Give me a little sense for what that dynamic was as you work through these years between the Supreme Court, the lawyers across the state, and at least some lawyers across the state. Tell me about this.
Well, I can't speak for all the lawyers that may have been opposed to it, but I'm going to come around and talk about where we are today.
Sure.
But I think there was concern on some lawyers' part that these people wouldn't be as qualified or capable to deliver legal services. But remember the name has included in it limited license. So the idea of defining the scope of what these people could do was to be able to say, we want these people to be able to deliver legal services within a scope in which we can be assured that they will be highly qualified and that the consumer knows that that's the scope within which the services are being provided. Actually, when we developed the curriculum, and part of the curriculum is taught by professors from Gonzaga and University of Washington Law School, so these people are getting essentially the same education in the practice area that lawyers are. And in fact, one of the professors from the University of Washington Law School said as we were putting the bow on the curriculum, which is three quarters, which is more than I think you or I ever took in terms of family law when we were in law school, the professor said, you know what, I think these people, triple LTs, having taken these classes, are going to be better qualified to deliver legal services in the area of family law than lawyers newly graduated with a Juris Doctor degree. So, you know, I think we've met our goal in terms of making sure that these people are qualified, and certainly they're regulated because they're protected or regulated the same way that lawyers are. They're subject to the same rules of discipline, subject to the same rules of professional conduct, and same to the same standard of care. So, you know, I think the consumer is well protected. Now, having said that about opposition about from lawyers, last fall, the Washington State Board of Governors made triple LTs a member of the Washington State Bar Association and gave them a seat on the board. There is some movement to undo that, but I think that was a great vote of confidence about this program and the fact that triple LTs are providing quality service to the consumers.
Right. I mean, I can see that lawyers, when this program was being created, would say, wait, this is, you know, these are our people. We have to take care of our legal community, and we are licensed, and we've been through law school, and we've taken the bar, and, you know, who's going to do it as well as we do? So I get that there was some skepticism and some concerns. What I'm hearing from you is that the beauty of the creation of the system is that you created a tool that not only protected consumers and gave created qualified legal professionals. But to the degree that lawyers were satisfied, they said, okay, let's bring them into the bar. Let's make them members side by side with us. And you know, kudos to you. That's a big deal to bring that and make that happen. Let's talk a little bit about the tools that came to make that happen. And you mentioned regulations and rules of ethics. Share with me a little bit about what it is that triple LTs are bound by in order to protect consumers, to protect people who may need the legal services, and that made lawyers buy off on this.
Good point, Patrick. And I think it's something that I'm proud about in terms of our profession, is that we have ethical rules that we strictly abide by, and the Supreme Court requires us to strictly abide by. And there are standards that we must follow in terms of delivery of legal services that have been in place for decades, if not a century, here in the state of Washington. And we felt when we were developing this rule that it was important for the protection of the public and the confidence of the public to make sure that they knew that we felt these legal service providers, triple LTs, were held to the same standard. So they were getting nothing less than what the Supreme Court expected of us and nothing less than what the consumer expected and should expect from us.
So they have their own rules of ethics, right?
They have their own rules of ethics, but they virtually mirror the same rules of ethics. When we created the ethical rules, the rules of professional conduct, for triple LTs, we literally took the rules off the shelf for lawyers and just changed lawyer to triple LT.
So let's jump in and do a little bit of a nuts and bolts here, right? Because I'm thinking if I was contemplating finding one of these triple LTs or hiring them, I'd want to know a little bit more about, you know, what they can do for me. Can you kind of run down the bullet points of what the scope of practice is for a triple D? I mean, what it is that they do?
Yeah, that's a very important and poignant question. The first, triple LTs are, the rule is designed to allow triple LTs to practice in any number of practice areas. The first practice area that was chosen by us and recommended to the Supreme Court and approved by the Supreme Court was family law, which was one of the highest areas of unmet need. And I think that's an important thing to underscore is this program is designed, I use the word access to justice, but another way of phrasing that is we want to make sure that there, where there's an unmet need, triple LTs are available to meet that need. What we did is we convened experts in the area of family law and asked them to tell us what are the core things that people who have the unmet need in the area of family law,
right?
And where are the problem areas? Where are the fringe areas where we think there could be a problem in which triple LTs, because of the complexity of the issue, shouldn't wander into? And that helped us define the scope. And then we brought in the professors from the law schools and said, what classes do we need to develop to teach these people the skills so that they can become very competent triple LTs? Does that help answer it, Patrick?
It does. And let me just add a little more to that. So these triple LTs really are standalone, right? I mean, they don't... I think people could easily confuse a triple LT with, say, a paralegal. Like, what's the difference between a paralegal in my lawyer's office and a triple LT? But one of those differences is that they can practice completely independently, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can practice independently. And one of the other business models that we contemplated, and we're finding it to be true in at least half the cases of the triple LTs that are now practicing, is they can practice in conjunction with lawyers. A lot of lawyers have realized this is a real opportunity for us to blend what we're providing to our market, triple LTs and lawyers, so that we're meeting a broader spectrum of the market. And so we're finding, yes, triple LTs standing alone, having their own office, and triple LTs that are working in conjunction with a lawyer. In fact, a triple LT can be a co-owner of a law firm.
So I imagine that maybe some listener out there is saying, okay, I get that I can hire a triple LT and they can do some work. But do I also need to hire a lawyer? I mean, is this not saving me money? Is this just adding on? Do I need a lawyer and a triple LT to do my case now?
A good question, Patrick, because the services that triple LT provides are limited. And the rule provides that when a triple LT reaches the limit of their authorization, their license, they're required to tell the client that they need to go see a lawyer because they're beyond the services that they need are beyond the scope of what the triple LT is authorized to do. But the services that the triple LT provides up to that point, presumably, is at a much lower cost. So the total cost of providing services using a combination of triple LT and a lawyer is much less than simply using a lawyer in most cases.
So you mentioned the scope that of practice that triple LTs have. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit why just family law. I mean, wouldn't it be great to have triple LTs across the board for all areas of law? All right? You're listening to Know Your Rights on KLAY 1180 AM. Don't go anywhere.
Deal Talk. To make sure my new Spicy Chicken Club combo is a great value, I asked a sales expert.
It's amazing, Jack! You get a spicy, crispy chicken breast, hickory smoked bacon, and melted cheese on toasted sourdough, plus fries and a drink. All in one delicious deal!
You said it, Stanley.
Ow. Wait, what's happening?
Stanley? Stanley, you're deflating!
I'm so cold!
We need a doctor!
Jack, tell my wife I love her.
No! Try my new Spicy Chicken Club combo. Another great deal from Jack in the Box.
Hi, I'm Noah from Noah Your Rights, the show that helps educate you on your legal rights and resources available to you. You know, I want to be your lawyer, but more than that, I want to help empower you. I want to help provide you the tools that you need to be successful in your case, whether you hire me or you hire someone else. I want you to check out our website, www.noahyourrights.com. See what resources are there. See how we can help you. And if there's something that's missing, email me at noah@noahyourrights.com, and we'll see what we can do to add the material that you need to be successful in your case.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Noah, Your Rights. I'm attorney Patrick Pallas, filling in for Noah Davis. Today, we're talking about limited license legal technicians. And joining us is Triple LT evangelist and former Washington State Bar President Steve Crossland. Steve, before we went into break, I posed this question about why just family law? I mean, I can imagine that Triple LTs would be useful in many areas of law. How come family law?
Well, we began this process after 2002, developing the proposed rule. And at the time, the state Supreme Court commissioned a study that, frankly, confirmed everything that we already knew. But it was good to know from the study that it was true, that there are many areas of unmet need. Those four high-identified areas of high unmet need then were family law, immigration, landlord-tenant, and elder law. Those continue to be areas of high unmet need. And yes, you're right. It's our goal and our expectation that we will expand the Triple LT license so the Triple LTs will be able to provide qualified and competent legal services in additional areas where there are unmet need. One of the areas we're now working on has to do with consumer money and debt, which was identified in the latest civil legal needs study, which came out, I believe, in 2015, as a high area of unmet need. We feel that consumers need services not just in the area of family law, but family law at the time was one of the highest areas of unmet need, and it was an area we thought we could tackle and provide competent services, and we have. The Triple LTs are doing an exemplary job.
Well, I know as I talk to judges, in Pierce County, many will say that the biggest need that they see in the courtrooms is for people who have family law cases, and they come to court and they don't have a lawyer and they're struggling through their case by themselves, and there's just not enough resources. And I think that's really one of those key reasons that Triple LTs are so critical and could really be a big tool for people who are going through a divorce or a family law situation or a custody battle or whatever else to help have a Triple LT in there helping them. But it doesn't seem like there's a lot of Triple LTs yet. And I'm saying that because it's a new program. But let's talk about what it takes to be one, because I think it's a huge opportunity for so many people who may have said, my friends think I'm really good arguing, so they thought I should be a lawyer, but I'm not going to law school. Or people who are looking for a new vocation and think they may have the skills and want to get into legal practice. Tell me about the education it takes, the cost, the process. How does someone become a Triple LT?
Good question, Patrick, and it's one of the things that I think is one of the real advantages of the Triple LT program, because it eliminates one of the barriers, which is cost of education, cost of getting a license to practice law, which is a huge barrier, which today, this day and age, may be thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to become a lawyer. To become a Triple LT, we rely heavily upon the community college system. And we do that for a couple of reasons. One, it's so cost-effective, and because they're so available. I think there are 31 or 32 community and technical colleges throughout the state. And our vision is that the first 2 years, it takes 3 years of education to become a triple LT, and the first 2 years are taught at the community college level, and we prescribe those classes. We've told the community colleges, if you want to be authorized to deliver the core classes, you must be able to teach these core classes. And our vision is that a person would never have to leave home to become a triple LT. They could go to their regional community college and take the 2 years of core classes, and then the third year of practice area classes through the law school are done online. And so literally a triple LT candidate would never have to leave home, whether they live in Kashmir or Yakima or Centralia or north, south, east, west. It doesn't matter. The cost is really amazing. I mentioned the cost of law school now, which is staggering, more than $100,000 in most cases and sometimes greater than that. The cost to become a triple LT is less than $15,000. And yet the quality of the education to deliver legal services within that limited scope is of the highest quality. And we are so proud of our education component to this program. We are adding community colleges each year. We added the University of Washington last year, Whatcom Community College up in Bellingham the year before. Yakima is making a proposal this fall to come online, and we're hoping Wenatchee and others will follow suit shortly thereafter. So it's an amazing, dynamic program that really provides service to the community, and that's what the community college system is about, is delivering quality service to the consumers within their marketplace.
I mean, there's really a shocking comparison there, right? I mean, many lawyers come out of law school with student loan debts of $100,000. I've met lawyers with $200,000 in student loan debts to be lawyers. And here is someone who can do many of the same things a lawyer can do for $15,000 education. And essentially, it's a two-year program, isn't it?
A three-year program. Yeah,
three-year
two years at the community college and then 1 year the practice area classes. And I would caution, because some people may say, well, you get what you pay for. But remember the comment from the professor at the University of Western Law School who said these people are better qualified to deliver legal services than you're a family law coming out of law school, than a lawyer coming out of law school. So,
right. Well, it just reminds me, I've heard you tell this story before, and you just reminded me, it makes me laugh, when you were talking about the day that you came out of law school, didn't know anything about family law, and here you are licensed to go be a family lawyer, right? How does that compare to today's triple LT?
Good point. The other component of that story, Patrick, which is really even scarier, is a triple LT has to have 3,000 hours of experience under the supervision of a lawyer. That's a year and a half working in a law office. And I've told the story on myself several times. The first day that I was in a law office was the first day that I opened my own office. That's scary.
Right.
That
very
scary. Never happened. Yeah. So, I mean, triple LTs are just drenching with experience and education. They really are. And that isn't to say that lawyers are not relevant and lawyers are not helpful. They're just serving different segments of the needs of consumers in the area of family law. And triple LTs are just doing the middle of the pie and doing it in a very well and qualified manner.
I think that's such an important point, right? Because, I mean, lawyers do what lawyers do. We're very competent. We're very qualified. We do trials, right? And you're going to pay a higher dollar value. But what about all those people who can't afford that higher dollar value, who need a lot of those same foundational basic things done? And I'm thinking about, filling out all the forms that you have to do in court for a divorce. What about just understanding what this stuff means and getting some basic assistance or getting on the phone with somebody who can explain what forms to use, right? I mean, you don't need a lawyer for that, do you?
Absolutely not, but you do need somebody who's competent and qualified.
Right.
And I think, I as a young lawyer, I remember getting very nervous going into the courtroom. I think there are two things that triple LTs do that assist in the process of getting a divorce finalized. One, they make sure that the client has the proper forms and they're filled out properly. Key thing. Judges will tell you over and over and over again. I think the number is 85% of the people that come into the courtroom today in family law cases are unrepresented. And judges get frustrated because people come in, and it's no bad comment on the people coming in. They just don't know otherwise. They have the wrong form, and it's not filled out properly. So LLTs will assist in that process, which makes the whole thing go better for the judge. And the second thing is, they're there, if they can be in the courtroom, and we're asking the court to allow this to happen, and hopefully they will this fall, is just having somebody who's been there before standing next to you to say, it's okay, Mrs. Jones, we're going to get you through this. I've been through this before. I know Judge Pallas. He's a nice guy. He's just trying to make sure the forms are filled out properly. So to just give them the confidence and ease of knowing, as terrifying as this is, we're going to get through it together. And I think that's really important.
It is. And we're going to get through this together, and it's not going to cost you $250 or $400 an hour. It's going to cost you what? Give me a sense for what some of these LLTs are realistically charging in today's market.
Well, anecdotally, and I hope to have a formal study done in the next couple of years when we have even more LLTs in the marketplace, but anecdotally, we're finding that LLTs are charging somewhere between 30 and 40% of what lawyers charge in the same marketplace. Now, your marketplace in Tacoma, you're probably, the lawyers there are charging a little more than perhaps rural north central Washington, but, you know, commensurately.
Say like Cashmere?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We barter Annapolis and college.
I bet you do. I want to talk a little bit about a piece of this, and I've kind of touched on it a little bit, but and you've touched on it a little bit, and I guess there's two components. Let's do the first one. There are things that LLTs cannot do, and we should probably set those expectations. There's limits to the top of their license. What can they not do?
Well, I'm not going to get into details because I don't do family law, and I haven't for 25 or 30 years, but there are things like quadros. And when we brought these experts in, when we were defining the scope, we said, what are the complex things that happen in family law cases that we really should steer away from? Because we want to make sure that the consumer is protected.
Right. I mean, can they go try a case, Steve?
No, they cannot try a case. No, they're not allowed to. We're hoping they can appear in court, but not to try cases, just to simply help the person through the process of getting through the hearing, not trying cases, not doing substantive things, not arguing law, but simply helping them navigate the process. There's a program in New York called The Navigator, and that's exactly what they do, and that's only what they do. They lend a helping hand. They help them get through the process of navigating this emotional foreign process, and so we're hoping LLTs will be able to do that. But we tried to weed out the the fringe areas of complexity where we thought there might be problems. And there are problems for lawyers. I mean, they're complex. And we thought, you know, don't put clients and LLTs in harm's way. Let's just take those off the table, define the scope narrower than that, and make sure that everybody's going to be protected.
Steve, thank you. Hold on, because we're to come back. I'm going to talk to more with Steve Crossland, and we're going to talk a little bit more about LLTs and what it means to you as a listener, you as a consumer of law in the state of Washington. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on NOAA Your Rights.
Deal Talk. To make sure my new Spicy Chicken Club combo is a great value, I asked a sales expert.
It's amazing, Jack! You get a spicy, crispy chicken breast, hickory smoked bacon, and melted cheese on toasted sourdough, plus fries and a drink. All in one delicious deal!
You said it, Stanley.
Ow. Wait, what's happening?
Stanley, you're deflating!
I'm so cold!
We need a doctor!
Jack, tell my wife I love her.
No! Try my new Spicy Chicken Club combo. Another great deal from Jack in the Box.
Hi, I'm Noah. from Know Your Rights, the show that helps educate you on your legal rights and resources available to you. You know, I want to be your lawyer, but more than that, I want to help empower you. I want to help provide you the tools that you need to be successful in your case, whether you hire me or you hire someone else. I want you to check out our website, www.noahyourrights.com. See what resources are there. See how we can help you. And if there's something that's missing, email me at noah@noahyourrights.com, and we'll see what we can do to add the material that you need to be successful in your case.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I
want to
be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want
to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
If you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Patrick Pallas filling in for Noah Davis today. You're listening to Noah Your Rights, the show dedicated to helping you, the listener, know your legal rights, remedies, and your resources. Today, we're talking about triple LTs, limited licensed legal technicians. And joining us is the guru on triple LTs and former president of the Washington State Bar, Steve Crossland. Steve, before we went on break, I started talking a little bit about this next big piece I think that you and I should chat about for a moment, and it's access to justice. And that's become some code words among lawyers and courts. And it's code that means there's just simply not enough opportunity for people to get help in their case. There's not enough lawyers, and enough people can't afford lawyers, and just as there's this gap of need that just isn't being met under the current system. And I know that triple LTs were created with the idea that perhaps they could help bridge that gap. They could get more people the opportunity to have their day in court, help more people fill out legal forms, help more people find justice in their lives. But I want to drill down on that just a little bit and talk with you about why it's so important that we have triple LTs and how critical their function is to bridge this gap.
Well, I'm going to answer that on two different levels, one kind of intellectual and philosophical, and then on a more pragmatic, sensible level. We are so fortunate to live in this country with three branches of government and to live under the rule of law, and to make, you know, we believe that everybody has the right to have legal rights. But in order to exercise their legal rights, they need to be able to understand what they are, and they need to have tools in which, with which they can navigate the system and enforce or use their rights. And I think that's become a big failing of our system, and it's not new. I mean, we've been failing in this regard for decades, if not half a century. So I think at a very core level, fundamental level, it's part of the system of government. When you look, pick up the paper in the morning, and you see, maybe it's not pretty in many places, but at least I still believe idealistically that there's recourse in our country to the legal system for people to find remedies other than simply going to the streets for their solutions. I truly believe that's one of the things that hopefully sets our country apart from others. We, on a more very practical level, you're right, Patrick, we don't have enough legal service providers. And in spite of how generous many of us lawyers are in terms of providing pro bono hours, and we do, every county or many counties throughout the state have legal clinics in which lawyers give their time to show up and provide legal services at no cost, and they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. There just are not enough of us being able to do that. We need more soldiers, more people, more feet on the ground. And I think that's why we need more lawyers, more triple LTs, and more legal service providers. One of the other dynamics that you are aware of, as well as I, Patrick, because our Bar Association did a study back when I was president, you were becoming, soon to become president, that showed that half of us, 50% of us lawyers, 42,000 of us, are 50 years of age or older. And in 10 years, we're going to be gone. And we're not being replaced. So if we're not meeting the need now with the 42,000 lawyers that we have, we're going to be even more stretched to meet the need in 10 years or 15 years. So we need a different concept, a different way of providing legal services to people in addition to being lawyers. And we mentioned earlier the high cost of legal education. That's a barrier. That's a huge barrier. One of my own children said, "Dad, I can't go to law school because it's going to cost too much money."
It's too expensive.
I agree. I agree.
This whole idea of bridging this gap, of providing access, I mean, we really, and I say we, the bar, but you and some really smart leaders like you, including our Supreme Court, created this rule, created triple LTs, and we're now a little ways down the road, and there's triple LTs out there practicing that people can find. I'm wondering what your feedback has been from triple LTs. What are they saying? Is this successful? Are they working? Are they getting clients? Are they overwhelmed with people calling them? I mean, how is this working out?
Remember, we developed this profession out of whole cloth. There's been nothing like it before in this country or the world. So getting them introduced to the marketplace has been a challenge, and we've been a little slow to introduce them because we didn't want to create a demand where we couldn't meet, we didn't have the triple LTs.
Right, right. You get everybody coming to the fountain to drink, right? And there's no triple LTs.
Exactly. Nobody turned on the water yet.
Right.
So, but we're now filling the pipeline. We're now feeling that we are developing triple LT resources that can meet this need by creating, I mentioned earlier, more community colleges that are serving as the front end of the pipeline. Triple LTs, it's a struggle for many of them because, as I mentioned, it's a new profession. It's people don't know what they are and what they can do and what, more importantly, they can't do. But I think they're becoming more familiar. I think many of the triple LTs I've talked to have been so rewarded, maybe not financially, but emotionally, because of the good work that they've done. People have said, and I'm going to paraphrase a testimonial, "I was trying to get a divorce for 5 years, and I came to you, and in 3 months, for $500, you helped me finalize this divorce. We were only married for 9 months. It took us 5 years to get divorced." I mean, it was just an epiphany for this person that she was able to get a divorce, and the triple LT made that happen. So there's a lot of emotional reward, and I think the Bar Association is doing a wonderful job of helping us market triple LTs. So we're next in the next phase of, you know, we're developing the pipeline. The next phase is to make sure that the consuming public understands that there is this alternative, this resource, this opportunity available to them to help them meet their civil legal needs. And then the next thing is to expand, as you mentioned earlier, Patrick, expand the practice areas so that consumers, not just in the area of family law, or triple LTs, not just in the area of family law, will say, "Oh, wonderful, I want to do bankruptcy, I want to do immigration, or I want to do consumer money and debt, whatever it is." But there's a huge unmet need. Numbers, you know them, Patrick, as well as I do. Low income, 85% of consumers who are in the low income category can't afford legal services. 50% of people in moderate income can't afford legal services. I sometimes think, Patrick, I can't afford me. You know, it's a crisis, And as I mentioned before, at a very fundamental level, as a society, it is essential that all of us have access to and a way to navigate the legal system. That's the way this system is set up. And it works when people can navigate it. It doesn't work when people can't.
So what can we expect in the future? I mean, I've had this dream that once we created triple LTs, it'd be like dominoes, that state after state after state across the country rushing towards the East Coast would adopt this whole triple LT program. In the short time we have, just give me a sense for what's happening across the country with this triple LT idea.
Great question, and maybe a good one for us to conclude with. I've been speaking probably more than half the states, more than half the provinces in Canada. Again, as I said before, nobody's done this before. And yes, I think we've had a lot of wait and see. Gee, we don't know if this can work. Let's wait and see. Utah will have theirs up and running this fall. Oregon will have theirs up and running hopefully next fall. And we're hoping that several other states will. New Mexico, we met with New Mexico about 2 months ago with their Chief Justice, and they're enthusiastic about the idea. California was out in front of this as soon as we were. They kind of got sidetracked with some administrative issues, but we're hoping that they'll pick up the sword again and move forward. So I think it's, to me, it's a no-brainer. It's kind of build it and they will come. I think the consumer is going to say, really? I get a chance to be able to get my legal services net at a price that I can afford. Why wouldn't I do that?
So, Steve, I have a couple of questions. Now, we've talked about triple LTs, and I want to move on triple Ts and just give you a couple of maybe kind of a goofy questions just to answer. And these are just pick the brain of a bar president who's traveled the country talking about triple LTs, okay? So before I do this, I want to say, thank you very, very much for all of your work for Triple LTs. Thank you for everything that you have done in your leadership. Thank you for pushing this into fruition. We couldn't have done this without you. Now, I have one goofy question for you, okay, before we come to the end. Actually, maybe two, but let's ask you the first one first. If animals could talk, the animal you would most like to question.
Wow.
I know,
that's a
right?
Really good question. You know what? This is just totally random response. I've always liked turtles and tortoises. And the reason is because I think they appear to me to be very thoughtful and
right.
And I think that's who I'd want to talk to, because I think if I could sit down and talk to a tortoise or a turtle, they'd probably say, like a Galapagos tortoise, they'd probably say, you know, I've been around this island for a long time, and I've seen a lot of things, and I have formed a lot of conclusions.
All right, so here's your last question. For those people who love to travel through Wenatchee, and I'm going to stop in Cashmere to see you, favorite place to eat?
Oh, well, it's Kitty Corner right across from my office. It's the barbecue place. In fact, when new clients, I say, do you know where my office is? And they'll say, no. And I'll say, well, do you know where the barbecue place is? And they go, oh, yeah. Okay. I said, well, I'm Kitty Corner.
Steve.
And I've had other people say, why don't you weigh 500 pounds? If I lived across the street from that place, I'd be fat.
All right. So next place I'm going when I come to Cashmere. Steve, we've got to bring this to a close. I thank you very much for being our guest today. And that's going to do it today for this episode of Know Your Rights. I want to thank again Steve Crossland, and thank you to our listeners. Thank you for spending the last hour with us, and thanks for supporting KLAY 1180 AM. We'll see you next week.